waiting for you there. You dig stones out of the earth as if they are potatoes, stuffing them into a sack. Once filled, you sling them over your shoulder, make the short trek down to the nearby stream. Children of all ages follow you along the way. One by one and two by two, they get in line, some holding hands, some chatting and some not, all fully aware what's inside the burlap. Once at the water's edge, all becomes quiet except for the stream itself, speaking a language you have learned to accept over time. The children watch in silence as you fall to your knees, dipping and cleaning and handing out one stone after another.